Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. And today on my walk, I'm thinking about a better kind of freedom. I have the notable Eric Metaxas to thank for this. I'm reading his book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Now, if you're not familiar with Metaxas, he is the New York Times bestselling author of a number of books, one being Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, and Spy. Most recently, he wrote Martin Luther, The Man Who Rediscovered God and Changed the World. I read that one at the end of last year. It was phenomenal. He's written many other books, including 30 children's books. His books have been translated into more than 20 languages. Well, Metaxas got me thinking about a better kind of freedom. You say, well, how did he do that? Well, he did it through a quote and a story and an observation. Here's the quote. It comes from Alexis de Tocqueville in his book, Democracy in America. And Tocqueville writes, "Nothing is more wonderful than the art of being free, but nothing is harder to learn how to use than freedom." And Metaxas wants us to see what makes the concept of freedom work in America. And he writes, "What is required of us, of each one of us who are we the people, is something we've mostly forgotten. And that's the reason I'm writing this book." And what Metaxas does is he references Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And in that speech, King talked about how the Constitution is a promissory note to which every American was to inherit. And it's a promissory note that we receive, but it's also a promissory note we give. In other words, and here's what Metaxas says, each of us who call ourselves Americans has a great duty to keep that promise, a forgotten promise. And if we don't do our duty keeping that promise, our nations, it's not going to exist in any real sense. And he said, listen, I'm not being overly dramatic. So that's where the subtitle for this book comes from, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. But what about the title, If You Can Keep It? Where does that come from? Well, it comes from Benjamin Franklin. And I told you there was a quote, and there was a story, and there's an observation. Here's the story. The story happens at Independence Hall in 1787, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And as Metaxas reminds us, you know, there's some of the most brilliant men of that century were gathered at Independence Hall to put together what would come to be the Constitution of a new country. Think about this. George Washington was there. Benjamin Franklin was there. James Madison was there. Alexander Hamilton was there. Roger Sherman. I mean, an amazing assembly of great minds and great patriots. And the youngest member of that cohort was a 34-year-old physician whose name was Dr. James McHenry. And he witnessed the event that I'm going to describe. He recorded it in his notes. And he said, here's what happened. As Benjamin Franklin, who was the oldest delegate, the sage of the Constitution, was walking out of the hall, he was stopped by a woman whose name was Mrs. Powell, someone apparently that Franklin knew. And she says this, "Well, doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" And Franklin, always quick on the draw, fired back, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." Wow. Those are the words that Metaxas wants to focus on, if you can keep it. In other words, it's not the government's job to secure our freedom. That's our responsibility as citizens of America. Hence, the title of the book, If You Can Keep It. Now, I said a quote and a story and an observation. Here's the observation. Metaxas says, we can't keep the republic apart from understanding the nature of liberty. He talks about how the country born in 1776 was a nation that was held together, really, hear this, held together by an idea and by citizens who bought into that idea. And the idea in which they believed, the idea in which they bought into, was, in a word, liberty. Now, for sure, the Constitution, he says, grants us freedom. But what makes our country exceptional is how we use that freedom. It's the idea that America exists not primarily for ourselves, but for others. And what he says is we're to shine, that we as a country, we shine not so much we can stand back and admire our own brilliance, but so that we can hold out a beacon of hope to the rest of the world. In other words, our exceptionalism has to do with what we do for others, not what we do for ourselves. And that's the paradox that is at the heart of who we are. Now, obviously, Metaxas is going to dive in a lot deeper than I have. I'm trying to summarize 70 pages in about, you know, a few minutes. He drives much deeper. But it was his explanation of what I'm terming a better kind of freedom that was my aha moment this morning on that walk. You see, there's a difference between the liberal and conservative concepts of freedom and the freedom which our forebears really had in mind. And he talked about the limits of freedom, how the liberal misunderstanding of American freedom confuses freedom with license. In other words, do whatever you want. Sleep with whomever you want. Go wherever you want. Throw off oppression. It's a free country, man. Do whatever the heck you want. He said that's a misunderstanding of freedom. He said in the same way, the conservatives have a misunderstanding of freedom. And the conservative misunderstanding of freedom is that if you can just release people from their bondage, say, for instance, there's, you know, some country, it's run by a dictator, and you can just overthrow that dictator and give people the right to the vote, then they're just going to stand up, jump up, take charge of their lives, and govern themselves. And Metaxas says, actually, it's not going to work. He said, really, freedom and self-government, it takes a lot more than that. It takes a different understanding of liberty, a better kind of freedom. Listen to how he puts it.
The ordered liberties given to us by the founders work together as part of a fragile mechanism. People must understand that their responsibilities as citizens are so serious as to be vital to the democracy itself. If the voter is not voluntarily selfless to some extent and does not merely think of himself but of others, and if he does not think just about the present but about the future, it all falls apart over time. Self-government will not work unless the citizens bear the responsibility to vote in such a way that continues their freedoms and their ability to have free elections, that continues their economic prosperity. They have to vote in a way that does not trade the future for the present.
So the better kind of freedom that Metaxas is driving at is a freedom that exists to give rather than take. And for our country to thrive, we need to revive that understanding that freedom is not freedom so I can do whatever I want to do, but it's freedom that I can exercise for others. So today, on my walk, I'm thinking about a better kind of freedom. And what Metaxas is I'm writing this book because I didn't hear that growing up. And a matter of fact, he said, I think there are several generations of Americans that have totally missed these seminal ideas as well, that liberty is not freedom just so I can do what I want to do, but it's freedom that I can use to do good in the lives of other people. So today, a better kind of freedom, a freedom not from responsibility, but a freedom to exercise responsibility. That's my thought on my walk with Eric Metaxas and his book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.